This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You guys may have missed it. Oh, by the way, this is the Kevin Jackson Show for you newbies out there. They're going, whose voice is that I'm hearing on this station that I just tuned into? Or maybe I replace somebody that died or they lost their show or whatever. But it is the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I did an interview on France 24 TV with a lady from Yale, Miranda Moshik. A guy named Moshe from Harvard, Ethan, who's a radio guy out of San Diego, left all three leftists, and Francois, the interviewer, who, by the way, was very balanced. I was very surprised by that. Of course, he leaned left, because that's the way all Frenchies do. And then it was myself, defending the honor of the American society and, of course, Donald Trump. And what was funny, here's what I can tell you. These people are distorted. They're distorted about Donald Trump. They are talking heads of all of the things that our media says about Trump. One guy, the Harvard guy, his name was Moshik, he says, and, you know, Donald Trump, of course, is a misogynist. And I was like, no, he's not. It's like, the minute you say that, you lose all credibility. One girl says, if they repeal Obamacare, they're going to kick 22 million people off of health care. And I said, well, that's interesting, given that they're only supposedly 10 million on it through Obamacare. So explain that math to me. And then what I really enjoyed listening to was they claim Donald Trump has no direction. He doesn't know what he wants to do. And I said, never in the history, modern history, maybe outside of Reagan, have we had a clearer direction of what we want to do that's pro-America agenda. Never in our history, in modern history. Donald Trump not only told you what he's going to do, he made a promise. And one of the other things, and I'll get back to the promises that he made in his direction, but one of the other things they tried to say is that Donald Trump only cares about himself, that he, and I'm going, and funny, they love the idea that he's not a politician. I mean, they love to deride it. He's not even a politician, and I'm going, good. You guys are missing the point. And so here's what I said at one point where the guy actually made the point. He's not a politician. You know, all these other people have the distinction of being politicians, which means that's the last thing we want. But they looked at it as that's an advantage they have over Donald Trump. And they don't get that America said, no, that's not an advantage. Missouri elected a governor, Eric Greitens. I'm not a fan of Eric, other than his fact he served as a Navy SEAL, but he's one of these stone steppers. But he had no experience in government. He's doing okay because he's been forced to really adopt conservative views. We have Rauner in Chicago, in Illinois, the governor of Illinois. He's a billionaire businessman. He has no political experience. But you know what he's doing? He's putting sanity into government. That's what they don't like about Donald Trump. See, Donald Trump has no agenda. He's putting sanity into politics. But here's what really got me. Was they he has no experience. What's he know about? And it was funny. They said he hadn't hired enough people in the State Department. Why is he not hiring people? He's got 175 vacancies. When he went to Paris, he didn't have any diplomats to meet him. And I said to the French audience, I go, it's really amazing. How did he get there? How did he make it? I said, it's funny. Emmanuel Macron meets him. They have a great meeting together, blah, 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 and not a single diplomat from America to be found. So then some guy argues, well, Kevin, surely you don't know trying to say that they don't need any diplomacy. When he left, what was the diplomacy? And I'm thinking, really? So you think that if Donald Trump leaves Paris, our diplomacy is done? What? How childish of you. If Donald Trump wants to talk, let me put it to you another way. I'm going to put it in the way of sales. Once you introduce me to the CEO of your company, the only thing I'm going to use anybody below the CEO of your company for is to do what I need to get done. Everything I want to do, I'm going to talk directly to your CEO. The two people where the diplomacy matters in Paris are Macron and Donald Trump. Now, if you want to argue, Kevin, you need people to know what's going on the ground, I don't disagree. And I'm not telling you we don't need people. But here's what I'm telling you. We got 175 vacancies and nobody misses them. That's what you should be asking yourself. There's not anybody in charge. Are there people on the ground? Do you think that the entire diplomatic corps is gone around the world? Or how many employees does the State Department still have running around Europe? Bunches of them. So don't pretend. And don't even, if you really want to get me to read you the Riot Act, let me explain to you. Donald Trump went to Paris, had a great meeting with the French president, left, and there wasn't a diplomat in sight, which means to me, you don't really need him. And maybe you don't need as many. Maybe you can have a diplomat that deals with Europe. Maybe he could have regional managers, the way business works. Do you have to have a diplomat in every country? Are our interests so specific that we have to have one? I mean, look at how close these countries are. Can I have a diplomat in Paris that also deals with London? When do we have to say every country must be represented by a separate diplomat and a separate diplomatic team? When we started spying on each other? See, nobody's looked at these processes and said, do we really need these people? But Donald Trump is a businessman and says, wait a minute, I ran a campaign on half the money of Hillary Clinton. I had half the staff. And I won. Maybe I could win with government this way. But they say he doesn't have a plan. And I laughed at him. What do you mean he doesn't have a plan? Donald Trump reveals his plan to you every single day. And you know how he does it? He goes out on Twitter and he tells you. And they're like, oh, he's obviously implementing processes that are going to get people, you know, they aren't going to have access to medicine. I said, that's the most blatant lie. I said, that's a European fallacy. I said, any of you Europeans, you come to our country, anything happens to you, you go to our hospital system, which is better than yours. You don't wait nearly as long. We treat you, and our taxpayers foot the bill. And then the guy chimes in, Kevin, I have kids, and what you're neglecting, you're failing to see. I said, look, I have kids. I ain't failing to see anything. You're going to tell me you want well baby care and all that other stuff. Again, the system's there for you. He took away my choice to have Cadillac versus regular. You know what? I don't like waiting in the waiting room with a bunch of sodomites. I want to go right to my doctor, him say, oh, Mr. Jackson, that's Kevin Jackson's kid. Let's get him in here right away. And I want to leave. I don't want to spend 4 hours waiting. If you do, great. Get your cheap rot gut insurance. I want the good stuff. I don't want universal, what everybody has. I don't want universal cars. I don't want universal air. The closest I'll come is universal water. I'll drink, and even that I'm willing to buy. So it was an interesting conversation, but I got a lot more to talk about, folks. But I'll take a short break listening to the Kevin Jackson Show back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can, with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy, so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with SureShot 1, just $19.97, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. So, this is Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255. So, the big conversation today is around Donald Trump saying that health care can go back to what it was, let Obamacare die. And when I was doing that interview in France, it was like, oh, you know, he's saying he's going to let it die and all this. And the guy, they challenged me on it. And I said, you can say, you can believe anything you want to believe. What he said is, let it do what it's going to do. If you want Obamacare, I'm going to give you Obamacare. Be careful what you wish for. But let's see what Trump actually said. I think we have the clip, don't we?
We've had a lot of victories, but we haven't had a victory on health care. We're disappointed. I am very disappointed because, again, even as a civilian, for 7 years I've been hearing about health care. And I've been hearing about repeal and replace. And Obamacare is a total disaster. Some states had over a 200% increase, a 200% increase in their premiums. And their deductibles are through the roof. It's an absolute disaster. And I think you'll also agree that I've been saying for a long time, let Obamacare fail, and then everybody's going to have to come together and fix it and come up with a new plan, and a plan that's really good for the people with much lower premiums, much lower costs, and much better protection. I've been saying that, Mike, I think you'll agree, for a long time. Let Obamacare fail. It'll be a lot easier. And I think we're probably in that position where we'll just let Obamacare fail. We're not going to own it. I'm not going to own it. I can tell you the Republicans are not going to own it. We'll let Obamacare fail, and then the Democrats are going to come to us, and they're going to say, how do we fix it? How do we fix it? Or how do we come up with a new plan?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. People are having a conniption over this comment. Let Obamacare fail. All Trump said in that statement was, leave it in place. I got challenged on French TV like, he wants people to die in health care. That's the way the left wants to spin it. And I loved what he said. I hope you appreciate everything, the nuance of what he said when he said, I'm not owning this. Now, when I was doing French TV, they said, there was a lady from Yale. There's no way the Republicans don't own it. Really? See, everybody's in this mode that politics is going to be played as usual when it comes to Donald Trump, when it comes to Obamacare. No, it's not. See, what the Democrats did when they forced Obamacare on everybody, which, by the way, was one of the reasons why Hillary Clinton didn't get elected, is they told people what they thought of them. They said, we don't care what you think. You're getting this. And after the promises that were made, it'll be better. It'll lower your costs. And it didn't. It raised the cost in every way to where people are afraid to go to the doctor. People are like, you know what? I'm done with you. Now, I've argued, and I know I'm right. The majority of Americans don't give a crap about health care. They understand it. They know when they need it. And they want it to be affordable. And if, when they look at this, whenever they've had to deal with it, I've had to deal with health care issues. And I certainly had to deal with my bill. And I got that bill and went, you've got to be joking. And it's gone up and up and up. And in my deductible, just so you're clear, I haven't hit my deductible this year. I remember when I went to the emergency room with my son, they go, and they charged me $460 to write me a prescription for amoxicillin. And I said, I'm not paying that. And then, but here's the real point of it all. Their comment was, well, you're a lot closer to your deductible. You're almost at your deductible. Like that, pardon me, was a carrot. If you're almost at your deductible, now everything you do medically is going to be free from August on. Oh, so what? Should I go kick my own butt so I can go to the hospital and go, yeah, I just kicked my own butt. But guess what? You got to pay for it. Nah, 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 nah. You know, how are you going to incentivize me by telling me, hey, look, now if you get hit in a vicious car wreck or if you were to develop cancer, we got you till December, till January. Then it starts all over again, bro. And it's not a little amount of money. And you know what the plans did? They went from a family cost of like $1,500 or whatever a year to individual. Some of them don't even cover you that way. This has been a big... So I love what Donald Trump did. I love that he says, he puts it out there. Let it die. Oh, he wants people to die. No, you got Obamacare. You're good. I'm telling you, you want Obamacare? You got it. So now, I'm just not going to do anything. I'm going to let the exchanges fail. I'm going to let the premiums continue to rise. I'm going to cease and desist. I will take my ball and I will go home. And you know what the Democrats are doing right now, folks? They won't tell you this. You will never see this. They will deny it if you put a gun to their heads. They are scrambling. They just knew. Oh, he'll just roll over. Donald Trump told them, you're going to own this. When it fails, you're going to come begging me. And you know why he's right? Because he's a businessman. And he knows how this stuff plays out. The clamor will grow, and it will grow, and it will be a cacophonous scream of the populace that says, you better get me adequate health care. Because you know what he's doing? He's going to say, I'm not funding it. I'm not doing anything. There is nothing pro-Obama. You know, the French had the nerve. Well, it's the law of the land. You're right. Have it. Have it. It's the law of the land. There have been bad laws written, and this is one of them. And Justice Roberts is the reason we're even discussing this. What a pig. He had the vote that could have erased this. It easily said, you know what? This is against the Constitution. We are not doing it. But that turncoat, I don't know what they have on him. They got dirt on him. Because he knew it was the wrong thing to do. And I love it that the left go, well, it's the law of the land. Well, you know what? New presidents, new laws. And he doesn't have to enforce it. He can say, I'm signing nothing that has Obamacare. You want to give me a bill that doesn't have any financing of Obamacare? I'll do it. But I love when they ask me questions like, what's he done? Has he built his wall? What are the promises that he's kept? You hear that? You hear that from people? Yeah. Well, let me tell you. He kept the promise that he's going to keep the pressure on of Obamacare. He kept the promise of creating jobs. He kept the promise that he's going to work with these governments and make them respect us with respect to trade, with respect to our dollar. He's going to make us feel good about being Americans. He's going to look at the tax issue. And here's the thing. People think Trump, oh, it's dead. We killed it. And the left, they want to kill stuff because they want to say, we beat Trump. They erroneously claim Trump wanted the win in Obamacare. This is a man who can buy health. As I said before, you can implement Obamacare and Trump says, I'll just buy a hospital. I'm never waiting in line for health care. I don't care. You can tell, if I need a kidney, I'll get a kidney. I'll get in front of the line to get people to give me a kidney. If I got to go to another country, I'll get me a kidney. People like Trump don't have to wait. So when he talks about doing something, it isn't to get a check mark in the win column. Would he like to win? Certainly. But it's to do the right thing for America.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
House is saying that it's not merely perfectly normal, it is part of a president's duties to interact with world leaders, adding that it was, quote, just a brief conversation at the end of a dinner. I mean, and if it was an hour long, as is being reported, that just doesn't seem like a brief conversation, with, and there's no official government record, and that they wouldn't even mention it.
It is the president's duty to circulate and to meet foreign leaders in an informal, pull-aside way, as Jim Shuto called it. But it's entirely inappropriate for a president to sit down in the way Donald Trump did with Putin. If the president had brought his own interpreter, so there were two people there, one an American, one a Russian interpreting, you had a record on the American side, and if the White House had then disclosed it, I think we would be saluting the president for having yet another hour with Putin. But the way in which he did it, leaving the Russian interpreter, which is, I can't remember a time when a new American president first meeting has allowed the interpreter from the other side, from the Russian side, to be the only person in the room. There have been times in the past when American Vernon Walters, for example, earned the trust of both sides, and it was a rare thing that the Russians allowed to have Vernon Walters interpret for both sides in presidential meetings. But it just does not happen. It is abnormal, and it is not appropriate for his duty, and then not to disclose it only arouses further suspicions about what the hell is it, Donald Trump's obsession with Vladimir Putin, and why won't he be straightforward about it?
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was David Gergen being interviewed by Jake Tapper on a story that isn't even a story. It didn't even happen. It was CNN fabricating news about a supposed second Trump meeting with Putin. See, Trump had a first meeting with Putin that lasted a couple of hours. Then they all adjourned and went to dinner. And the lie was that they had another meeting. The media network of CNN, the fake news network, lied about a second meeting between Trump and Putin, and in journalistic malfeasance, then tried to cover up the lie. But then quintessential Trump kicked in. The president rightfully slammed CNN on Twitter. Fake news story of secret dinner with Putin is sick, Trump tweeted. All G20 leaders and spouses were invited by the Chancellor of Germany, the press tweeted. Press knew. Donald Trump is saying everybody got invited. Chancellor, it was in Germany, so Chancellor Angela Merkel said, hey, you guys want to meet after the fact? Sure, we'll go. Presidents and first ladies of all the nations were invited. They went. No secret meeting, no secondary meeting. Trump said all he needed to say in front of Putin, and CNN reported that a White House official confirmed the meeting. Who? Maybe that's the leaker. And then CNN claimed the meeting to be nearly an hour long came after the dinner hosted by German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the G20 summit. So they say, no, it wasn't the meet. It wasn't the dinner. They met afterwards. Yeah, because Trump was so riveted by Putin that he decided, you know what, Putin, let's leave all these suckers over there and you and I'll go step away for an hour and talk. Never happened. And the president of the United States is going, you see, he's looking at stories like this and saying, you got to be out of your mind. It didn't even happen. It was like when I learned from Justice Clarence Thomas that he wasn't retiring. I was like, come on, Justice Thomas. He goes, no, never said it. Donald Trump never had the meeting. I want you to understand this. It didn't happen. But CNN ran with this unsubstantiated story, and then they added even more intrigue, as David Gergen alluded. See, because according to them, only a Russian translator was present. So in a meeting that didn't happen, there were three people: Trump, Russia, and a Russian translator. And as Gergen explained, this is highly unusual. They don't do this. There should be a record on the United States side of this meeting. Yes, David Gergen, you are 100% right. If there had been a meeting, that's exactly what should have occurred. So they implied that the United States, Donald Trump, didn't have his translator. So, God forbid, something gets lost in translation and we end up in a global nuclear war with the Whopper, if you remember that War Games movie, deciding the fate of the world. CNN then implied that the White House defended the meeting. According to them, the White House issued a statement that read, "It is merely perfectly normal. It is not merely perfectly normal. It is part of a president's duties to interact with world leaders." Now, they very well could have issued that statement, but did they issue that statement based on a meeting that didn't occur, or did they issue that statement to say, look, this is a blanket statement with respect to how presidents are free to do, you know, move about the country? It is the president's duty to circulate and meet foreign leaders in an informal way, Gergen admitted. But it's highly inappropriate for a president to sit down in a way Donald Trump did with Putin. But he didn't do it, David. That's the problem. And then he goes on to talk about how Donald Trump is obsessed with Putin. Obsession with the Russians. If there's anybody obsessing over the Russians, I guarantee you it's not Donald Trump. It's the lamestream media. Kellyanne Conway says, she said now two or three times I've heard her say, you guys mention Russia more than you mention America. You don't seem to care about America. And they don't care about America. They won't look at Obamacare logically. Ask yourself when a leftist has looked at Obamacare logically. I asked this question the other day of Bernie Sanders. Has he been questioned about the number of people kicked off of their regular plans that supposedly were replaced by Obamacare? There are 10 million people on Obamacare, which, by the way, I don't even believe those numbers. But let's say it's true. Every time they talk about people getting kicked off, if Obamacare is no longer accepted, you know what they say? They use the number 22 million. They use the same number to me in France. And if we're going to do that, you cannot build a better house. Bureaucrats, everybody, have to live in a house that's designated for the people based on the number of children or whatever. And it's never going to be comfortable. You got four kids, you get a three-bedroom house. People going to be bunking up together. Why is it health care? Oh, that's a human right. Since when? Somebody explain it to me. But this is how they lie, folks. This is how a meeting that never occurred suddenly now is a meeting. And then CNN went further. They even talked. It was one thing for Anderson Cooper, was it? I think he was interviewing Gergen, or maybe it was Jake Tapper. But and they're talking about it as if the meeting really occurred. But then they had follow-on meetings about it. And here's a guy named Charles Blow, what he had to say.
How many secret meetings do we have to learn about before we understand that it's not just that the meeting is not normal, the presidency is not normal. And no facet of this presidency is normal. And the idea that we should have to have drips and drabs of finding out about, you know, four people at a meeting and now there are six and now there are eight people at a meeting. We have to, like, pull teeth to get the truth out of these people. Something is wrong. If he was, you know, if it was a positive interaction where he was furthering the U.S. interests, and as much as he talked about his two-hour meeting with the American public, he would have, I believe, brought up the fact that he continued to press Putin on whatever issues they were talking about in the one-hour meeting.
Anybody think Charles Blow of CNN is going to go back on that and revisit it and go, you know, it was a little over the top considering the meeting never occurred? Welcome back, everybody. He bloviates about how the Trump administration releases information in dribs and drabs, drip by drip, exposing the hypocrisy of the left with every word that he says. The Trump administration has been an open book, and not necessarily by choice. Leaks abound. Thus, the administration has a right to release this information carefully, but there was no information to release. This was fake, fraudulent, made-up news, and CNN said, we spoke to a White House person. Who? I'm sure Donald Trump would love to fire this person. We can't reveal our sources. You cannot reveal your sources over lies. I tell you what, CNN, make it up as you go. Why worry about what really happens in the world when you're just going to make it up as you go? They've been caught, and they wonder why people call them fake news. They wonder why Donald Trump calls them liars to their face and says, "What? Why do you want me to treat you with respect? Why is it you want to have an intelligent dialogue, which Trump is happy to have?" Trump doesn't go to meetings and act like a baby when he's building buildings and resorts. He meets with people and says, hey, Chuck, I saw your work at another golf course. You did amazing work. I want you to do this next place we do together. Let's make it the best thing you've done. You know, he's very affable, but he's very demanding. And my suspicion is one of the things that he demands is that you tell the truth, that you do what you say. What do you want from people? CNN fabricates a story about a Russian meeting, then has multiple sessions on their show dogging Donald Trump. Do you think they're going to come back at any point and go, you know, we had a show the other day and we talked poorly about the president and we need to do a mea culpa and apologize because that meeting never occurred? I thought they were checking each other on their work.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There's a war on you. I've talked about it often. I'll talk about it for years. There's a war on you, a war on conservatism. And when I say conservatism, I think of Christian conservatism. You could be Jewish, Judeo-Christian conservatism. There's a war. And I've never understood why the left has such a problem with pious people, with people who choose to live their lives in a non-secular way, who choose to believe in God. They ridicule you. If you don't believe in God, but most people don't really care. But you say you believe in God, oh, your God, take your God and shove it. And it's funny, I've kind of figured out that they feel like you're better than they are. It's like if you say to somebody, hey, listen, what were your grades in school? Oh, I was a straight A student. Look at you, bragger. Well, but I was a, so what do you want me to tell you? I got F's? I didn't. I got A's. But so if you say something like, yeah, you know, we were at church the other day. Oh, you're at church. Or God forbid you quote scripture. The evangelicals that call themselves that on the left do not exist. Black folks are supposed to be the most Christian, you know, the most religious people on the planet. And we were made this way because we went through so much, we relied on God to strengthen our spirit so we could endure the atrocities of leftism, the rape of our people, the murder of our people. When we were separate. See, at one point, we were not part of the human race. At least according to whites. White leftists, white liberals, Democrats. They didn't consider us part of the human race. They considered us chattel. They could do with us what they wanted. And the only thing that got us through was our God. And we came up with these things called Negro spirituals, and we joke about them a lot, but they helped us through. We sang those songs, sweet... You know, swing low, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Get me out of this misery, the day-to-day misery of my life. We knew that God would not allow us to take our own lives, so we would pray that God would come and get us at our time. Swing low, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. You guys know the song, not the Funkadelics version. Swing low, sweet chariot, stop and let me ride. Not that one. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. That one. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. That one. They're crying in the studio here. Negro spirituals will do that to you. But the left, they have no... God, they want you to believe they believe in God. I'm just saying, I'm telling you, you cannot have the moral relativity of the left and truly believe in God. God requires repentance. He requires you to acknowledge He exists and that you admit you make your mistakes and you move closer to Him. And sometimes He'll spank you just to remind you, you better be moving closer to me. But on the left, they don't have it. And I'm going to play at least this one. We may get to another one. But this is a evangelical on MSNBC. And here's what he says when they were talking about praying on behalf of Donald Trump. Listen to this.
Reverend Barber, what do you make of this laying on of hands and this embrace of Donald Trump by the evangelical right, of the Christian right?
Yeah, and this very, very, very extreme agenda by Ryan and McConnell. It is a form of theological malpractice that borders on heresy. When you can pray for a president and others while they are prey, praying on the most vulnerable, you are violating the most sacred principles of religion. So we have this extremist Trump Republican agenda that takes health care, transfers wealth to the greedy. That's hypocrisy and sin.
Jesus, you stay with us because, you know, the question I have then is why are all of the evangelical Christian voters so consistently voting for these policies that often hurt them when their religion that they profess, you know, that they follow, mm-hmm. so reveres the poor and so talks about caring for the poor?
Hey, you know, to me, there's not a lot of hopeful things to say about this hypocrisy, but I actually want to point to something that I do think is hopeful about it, which is that I think it liberates the rest of us, because for decades this right-wing evangelical movement has tried to claim that they're doing things on behalf of some higher calling, and I think they're just revealing themselves to be just another power interest group in Washington, like the coal industry or teachers unions, and we should treat them as any other industry jockeying for their influence and accord them no moral superiority on any public question.
You just can't get more blatantly anti-Trump, anti-American, anti-conservative. And he uses God. The left love to use God in these things. And what do you think about the embrace of Trump and the laying hands? You would think, Joy Reid would say, you know, regardless of, this is the way she should have said, and this is what I would say of Obama, regardless of what you think about Barack Obama, if people want to pray for him and give him some sort of divine intervention, if you will, to his agenda, why would I be mad at that? You can be guaranteed nobody ever had this conversation about Barack Obama. And he talks about Trump's extreme agenda and had the nerve to call it theological malpractice. So I'll give you an example. His side of the aisle believes in killing unborn babies, even at the time of birth. And he says, we have theological malpractice. Black pastors like him go every day, confront the evils of leftism right in their faces, folks. There's no guesswork here. They confront, they are discussing these things every day in their faces. And Planned Parenthood, kids having babies out of wedlock in droves, people that have a complete disrespect for life, killing people willy-nilly as if it's nothing, people stealing, going places and saying my blackness is my currency, and so I can name you all these types of things, and he has the nerve to accuse us of theological malpractice? And he says Trump preys on the most vulnerable. Last time I checked, the most vulnerable were in the wombs of leftist women who treat abortion like birth control. And he wants to talk about theological malpractice. And uses health care. Well, let me tell you, America is one of the most caring countries when it comes to health care. Let me put it to you this way. Go to Somalia, pregnant, and need a doctor and watch what happens. Pick your African country, leftist, where you want to have your baby, and we'll fly you over there. In fact, I'll make you a bet. If you can find me any woman in America who wants to have her baby in an African country, get them here, and I will figure out a way to pay for them to go have that baby in that country. We'll do a fundraiser. We're going to have, you know, Shaniqua, or we'll have Betty Jean, you name it. We'll pay for them to fly to Chad and have their baby in the same hospital where the indigenous Chadians, or whatever they are, Congolese, we will have them have their baby in those conditions. You think I'm going to have to worry about fundraising for this? I don't think so. But see, he wants you to believe you're the one who's not pious. You're the one who's not religious enough to care. You are willing to step on the necks of the poor on behalf of health care. You buying it? See, I don't buy it. He's not going to sell me that. But MSNBC Joy Reid treats him with respect as he talks about this nonsense. And all she asked was one simple question. What do you make of this embrace of Trump? And you know what she's saying? Why would anybody want to hug this man and wish him success? They don't care about success. They don't want Trump to be successful. It will ruin it for everybody over there. I want you to think for a second. What happens if Joy Reid, what's the guy's name? Ed Schultz? Name them. Chris Matthews? Rachel Maddow? What happens to them if they actually have to start listing the successes of Donald Trump and talking about the good that's coming from his programs? What if they no longer are fixated on Russia and they say, you know what? Guy's doing pretty good. Let's take a look at this economy. And instead of being part of the problem and whining about it, let's help. Let's force Donald Trump's hand in dealing with the black condition. Let's force Donald Trump's hand and help him. Let's help him deal with getting insurance. Donald Trump has said, I want everybody insured. I don't agree with it except that the people that really need it. But he's saying, look, I'll meet you part of the way. We'll get everybody insured. Fine, go that way. Do you think the left's going to care? Do you believe there's anything Trump can say or do that will make them wake up in the morning and go, you know what? We got to quit fighting this guy. We got to quit fighting these conservatives. They're doing good things. Because if you know what it's going to mean to do that, I would really like to know. Call the show.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.